It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News, a News Buzz edition. Quick conversations on Fridays we like to have, getting to news that we didn't otherwise get to earlier in the week. Well, have you been hiking and noticed perhaps the strong odor of dead fish more than usual? If so, there's a reason for that. It's been one of the worst years for fish kills in Iowa's ponds, lakes, and rivers in decades. Joining us now to tell us why, Paul Sleeper, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. He manages fisheries in 10 east central Iowa counties. Paul Sleeper, welcome to our program.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So we are going to blame this on the harsh winter?
Yeah, basically that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. You knew when we were, if we can cast our memory back to January, we knew we were in the midst of a lot of very thick ice, heavy snow. You knew it would be bad. Was it as bad as you thought it would be with the fish kill?
Well, yeah. Actually, we kind of came out better than I expected in some of the areas. But, you know, we monitor the dissolved oxygen levels in our lakes in our 10 counties, especially when we have, you know, more severe winters with a lot of ice and a lot of snow cover. And so we noticed that starting in January that our oxygen levels were already starting to get pretty low. When you check those, I mean, basically you're just drilling a hole. We took a monitor in there, and usually the best oxygen's right below in the first, you know, first few feet or so below the ice, and then it just steadily gets lower and lower toward the bottom. And, yeah, it was starting, and we're kind of surprised on some of the areas that we've never had issues before, you know, Lake McBride and some of those that.
There were issues there. Where were the worst spots in the state?
Well,
the surprises, I guess.
The thing, it was kind of where the snow cover was. So basically from southeast Iowa up through east central, northeast, and then all the way up into Minnesota, it was actually a regional thing. And you could almost follow that real heavy snow cover. Western Iowa, Des Moines had very little. And then in western Iowa hardly had any snow, and they didn't have much problems at all. But we first started to hear some of the reports of people fishing their private ponds, and all of a sudden they're not catching anything, and they were catching something the week before. And then when the oxygen gets real low, you get kind of a real stained, almost a tea color look to the water. And, you know, when you start getting that, that means you're probably going to get, you know, it's getting in trouble, getting pretty low oxygen. But
so, when our ponds and lakes freeze over, then the fish are just locked in there with the oxygen that they have, and they have to survive until the ice breaks and you get some more oxygen. That's the way it is.
Right. And what made it different this year is, we froze up, just a little bit early in November, earlier than normal. And then right after it froze up, we got like a 4 to 5 inch snow. And so what happens in a normal winter, it might snow for a little while, then it might thaw, and the ice isn't that thick. You actually get light can penetrate through that ice. And when the sunlight penetrates through, there'll be a little algae and different things that'll actually, through photosynthesis, will produce a little bit of oxygen. Well, this year, when it froze up, we got that snow. We didn't get any light penetration basically from the end of November on, and it just slowly, you know, all that organic matter, all the leaf litter, everything lays in the bottom of that lake, and it slowly breaks down. And when it breaks down, it slowly uses up the oxygen. So there was just that constantly using up, and nothing ever got, you know, basically any more oxygen produced.
Paul, about a minute left. How much did we lose, and how long before these populations bounce back?
Most of the thing, we're not going to know, you know, we're not going to know any difference at all. Like Lake McBride, we lost a few fish. Mainly it was some of the bigger catfish species that live on the bottom where the oxygen was the worst. Kent Park, some of those, it's going to be pretty insignificant. You're not even going to know any difference. Coralville Reservoir was the worst, and that was basically down, especially below Mahaffey Bridge. The catfish, channel catfish and the flatheads took a, you know, pretty good hit. It's hard to say if it was 20, 40, 60% of the population. Kind of time will tell. We'll find out when we start seeing how much, you know, how well they're caught and everything. We're doing some surveys out right now, and we're seeing lots of, you know, crappies, bass, walleyes, all that stuff seem to make it through pretty well.
Okay, thank you for the update. Paul Sleeper, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, thank you.